I'm Patricia Pierce. Welcome to the Evolutionary Activist Podcast. We are living at an important moment in our history, a time that is calling us into a new way of being, a new consciousness from which a sustainable, just, and peaceful future can arise. In this podcast, we explore ways to help that future take hold within ourselves so that together we can help it come forth in our world. Hello, evolutionaries. Welcome to this week's podcast episode. If you have been following this podcast for a while, you know that from time to time I share dreams that I've had that seem to be pertinent to some of the topics that we explore in this podcast. And there's a dream that I had recently that I would like to share with you. A couple of scenes of this dream, I think, speak for all of us. Other scenes in the dream, I think, are more for me personally. But I wanted to share the parts of the dream that seem to be conveying information that's useful for all of us. And to give you a little bit of backstory, one of the things that I've really been exploring recently is what it means to be in what I call a beautiful mind state. And if you've read my book, Beyond Jesus, you know that in the course of a spiritual awakening that I had many years ago, I came to see that we actually are, in fact, living in a dream. That's not metaphor. We are operating in this world in a kind of a trance state. And the world that we generate is a reflection of our mind state. And very often, if we don't like what we are seeing, either in our own lives or in the world at large, we try to change the dream. When in fact, what we need to be doing is changing the mind that is dreaming that dream. Because the dream emanates from the mind. And if you've done any dream work of your own, you know that dreams that come to you are coming with information that are telling you something about your mind state, about your psyche, about places in your psyche that are in need of integration and healing. And the same is true for our collective dreams, that they are, the collective dream that we are in is delivering to us information about our collective psyche, our collective mind state. And many of us are troubled by what we see in the world right now, by the dream that's playing out. And many of us are focusing our attention on trying to change the dream or resist the things that are happening in the dream. But that is not the way dreams change. Dreams change by going to their source, which is the mind. It's the mind state. And that is where the transformation and the healing happens. When the mind is healed, then the dreams transform on their own. And if you've ever had nightmares or recurring dreams, you know that once you integrate the information that those nightmares or recurring dreams are bringing to you, then those recurring dreams will stop, the nightmares will stop, and your dream life begins to shift into something that is much more pleasant. And so I've really been looking at how do we cultivate a beautiful mind state, because that is how we experience a beautiful dream. So in this dream that I had a few nights ago, I am with a couple of other people, and I'm instructing one of them, a young man, to allow his beautiful mind state to radiate out to this other person who's in proximity. So I instruct him to allow his beautiful mind state to radiate out and to allow this other person to be attracted to that beautiful mind state. And I instruct him in this, and then I see that he's having difficulty doing this. He's having difficulty radiating his beautiful mind state. And so I tell him, I'm not actually sure in the dream if I'm the one instructing him or if there's some sort of non-corporeal wisdom presence that is instructing him. At any rate, he is told that, and at this point, the dream offers an image. Now imagine a circle that is divided in half, up and down. And on the left part of the circle is a beautiful landscape, which is representing the beautiful mind state. On the right half of the circle, that half is divided into two quadrants, and they're sort of just a plain tan color. And the upper quadrant is labeled fretting, and the lower quadrant is labeled self-criticism. And this wisdom teaching, and I'm not sure in the dream if I'm offering it or some other entity is offering it, is explaining to this young man that fretting and self-criticism are things that obstruct the beautiful mind state. And then in the next scene of the dream, I am traveling through a beautiful landscape. It is a beautiful, beautiful landscape. And I understand that this is a representation of the beautiful mind state. And this countryside, it's out in the countryside. It's rolling hills, and it looks sort of like farmland, like this is a cultivated land, but it also has this amazing natural beauty to it. And the sky is so blue, and the greens are so green, and it is just beautiful. And I am traveling through this landscape, this mindscape, along with many others. And it seems as though we are traveling in cars, all going in one direction, although it seems like there aren't even cars, but we're traveling fairly rapidly. And there is also no road. There's no street. There's no highway. But we're traveling as though we were on a highway. But there is no asphalt. There is no concrete. There's no highway. We're traveling through this grassland effortlessly, swiftly and effortlessly. And then there's a subsequent scene of the dream that is more personal information for me. But as I worked with those first two scenes of the dream, in that first scene, this image of things that obstruct the beautiful mind state, and two that are named and labeled are fretting and self-criticism. As I thought about fretting, I thought, you know, that really is something that is focused on the future. We fret about things in the future. We worry about things in the future. So it's a state of mind where we're focusing on some future event, and that takes us out of the present. And self-criticism, and as I thought about that too, I thought, you know, in a non-dual understanding where there is no separation, all criticism is self-criticism. And so criticism, which is typically focused backwards towards the past, we look at the past and we find fault. We look at the past and we criticize ourselves or others. We engage in this judgment about what has been. So fretting is looking towards the future, taking us out of the present. Self-criticism or any form of criticism is looking toward the past, taking us out of the present. So as we want to inhabit and cultivate, and I thought about that landscape that I'm traveling through, it is a cultivated landscape. And so we cultivate this mindscape, this beautiful mindscape. And one of the ways that we cultivate a beautiful mind, a beautiful mind state, is by abiding in the beautiful moment. And if you have practiced mindfulness, if you've practiced meditation, you have no doubt had this experience where as you let go of the future, which really is a contrived reality, the future is simply our imagination leaping forward on an imaginary timeline. Just as the past is really only in our imagination. It does not exist in the present moment. So if you have practiced mindfulness or meditation and really practiced abiding in the moment, in the now, you have had that experience where the fretting and the criticism fall away. Because in the beautiful moment, they simply don't exist. The future and the past don't exist. So there is nothing to fret about, and there is nothing to judge, because we are simply present in the now. And so as we are in these times in which this dream is playing out, that is presenting a lot of information for us about the state of the collective psyche, we can understand that as evolutionary activists, one of the things that we're doing is we're helping shift the dream by changing the mind that is dreaming. And that starts with our own mind. Ours is the mind that we can change. Ours is the mind that we can change. And as we cultivate within us a beautiful mind state, we are contributing to the shifting of this collective dream. So I wanted to leave that with you this week and to invite you to join me in this mission to cultivate a beautiful mind state, understanding that that is one of our primary, if not the primary, contribution that we make to the healing of the world and to the shifting of this global dream. And until next week, I bid you peace.